Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK.
Go! Ah, it is a good day to have a great day, especially because this happened last night.
Andre Pollock down the left wing. The Ruger rush.
It looked good. I'll tell you what, you know, usually they have kind of a, you know, after they come off a win, kind of a little bit of a hangover to get them going again and trying to get them back in the rhythm of trying to win games. But they came out and they were fired up against the Canadians and knocking them around and punching them in the teeth. And it was great to watch.
Yep, they scored four more after that. The game one final was 5-1.
Woo-hoo!
And obviously game two tomorrow night back at Amalie Arena. So I hope they go up 2-0 going up to Montreal.
I had a good feeling about this because I was sitting down on my patio. All of a sudden, the skies parted and it was just lightning and rain right off my patio. I go, this is going to be a good sign.
Good.
The lightning are here.
Can we tell them about tomorrow?
Is that happening tomorrow?
It's happening tomorrow.
Well, we haven't decided what time we're going to do it yet.
We haven't.
Yeah.
But.
You want me to throw out a time for you?
No.
Okay.
But
I love how we're doing this now.
We're having a conversation on
All right, we're going to have lightning tickets for you tomorrow.
Lightning tickets. Somebody is going to be going to the game tomorrow at Amalie Arena. So we're going to give them away sometime tomorrow. So make sure you're up early with us because you never know when it's going to happen.
You know, I think we're going to do it at 8:10. And I'll tell you why, because we're going to have people pay attention to your music minute and they'll have to remember, and there'll be a trivia question about your music minute.
Oh.
So 8:10.
Okay.
That's what I'm putting out there.
Okay.
Are you cool with that?
I'm cool
with
that.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye, aye, perfect.
Problem solved.
That anyway. Easy.
All right, very nice. Lana's had a morning so far, huh, Lana?
Yeah, I was eating. I make an egg sandwich every morning, and I eat it in my car on the way to work, and I eat wheat bread, and it must have been like some kind of a nut or a wheat or an oat or something, and it got stuck in my teeth, like the front two, the bottom ones.
Yeah.
And it was like really stuck in there hard, and I'm literally like, I probably was like in Riverview, so I still have like a 30-minute drive to work, and I'm literally, my eyeballs are like crawling out of my head because I'm like, I cannot make it to work with this thing stuck in my tooth.
I mean, that's
drive.
A little dramatic.
No, it was, I'm like pushing it and pushing my tongue on it, trying to wiggle it out, and it would not come out. It was the worst drive into work this morning.
Will you eat this in the car tomorrow?
Of course.
Okay.
But you know what?
It's a multitask thing. Can you drive with something in your teeth?
Why don't you just wait till you get to work?
I know. I was digging in my purse because I thought I had dental floss, but I didn't. I have it at work here. But, oh, what a nightmare trying to get something stuck in your tooth.
Oh, no, it's the worst. But at least you had floss here. You'd been stopping it. You'd have been leaving the show and going to Publix at 7.
Yeah. I was about ready to. I didn't know if I was going to make the ride.
In all seriousness, I'm sorry you're going through that.
It was kind of traumatic.
Kind of traumatic.
All right, how you do? Are you good now?
I'm good now, but now my teeth are sore because I kept digging
my gosh. Here we go.
Always something. Can we start the show, please?
Because I was digging my fingernail in there, my teeth, and now they hurt.
Oh, my God.
All right, on with the show.
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right, hit us up. What in the world are you doing up right now besides picking your teeth now? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up? Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Hank is building pools this morning. You got a big day ahead of you?
Oh, yeah. We got them everywhere in St. Pete, Tampa, Treasure Island. We got them everywhere.
How long is the process of start to finish of putting in a pool?
About, I'd say, 2 months with the COVID to get the product in the area.
All right. That's not that bad.
And what's the average pool cost? Because I want to get one.
Yeah, me too.
I have no clue on that.
Yeah, no, that's a good salesman right there. You never, you never speak first right there.
Yeah, I have no clue on the pricing. I just work for the guy.
All right. Very nice. Well, listen, you have a great day. We appreciate you calling, okay?
Hey, you too, buddy. Thank you.
All right, see ya. Margaret's in Zephyr Hills right now. Margaret, what in the world are you doing up right now?
On my way to work.
And where do you work at?
Family of Christ.
All right, very nice. You got a big day ahead of you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you taking off time for the nice long weekend?
Just 3-day weekend. That's it.
All right.
Well, that'll be nice. We'll get to work and get your stuff done so you can enjoy your weekend.
Hey, I want to say one thing to Lana.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel you, Lana. I had a blueberry seed caught in between my front teeth the other day driving.
See?
And it irritated the hell out of me.
See? It's like, oh my God. And there's nothing you can do. You're stuck. You can't get it out.
There's nothing you can do except for just...
I'm glad you feel my pain this morning. The boys were laughing at me, so thank you for calling and empathizing with me.
I'm just glad we're able to solve tragedies on this show.
Yep.
Thank you. I love you.
Have a great day.
All right. Go Bolts.
That's
go
right.
Bolts.
Coming up next, we're playing Secret Celebrity for your Thompson Square tickets. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR, Alana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And you're going to the Dallas Bowl. We got 4 tickets for you and 3 of your friends to go check out Thompson Square. But first, you got to tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
Hi there, Chris. I'm going to be on Cameo for a limited time. And I'll say whatever you need me to say. I'll wish people well. I'll give you a happy birthday. I'll tell somebody to get their shit together. Any of those things. It's all for charity. My net proceeds will go to the Outlaw State of Kind, which is our charity.
Well, I tried to bleep his name out.
You did pretty good.
Quick thinking.
All right, so this guy enjoys a good glass of Tennessee whiskey. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And he is a millionaire.
Yes, that is right. Definitely. But he's going to be on the app Cameo, which is one where you can get shout-outs from celebrities and you pay a certain amount. I mean, I think some of the Lightning players do it. But you are going to be benefiting charities and whatnot by getting a Cameo from this gentleman. So who could that be? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Olivia in Largo playing Secret Celebrity with us. All right, Olivia, who's our Secret Celebrity?
Hi there. I'm going to be on Cameo for a limited time, and I'll say whatever you need me to say. I'll wish people well. I'll give you a happy birthday. I'll tell somebody to get the together. Any of those things. It's all for charity. My net proceeds will go to the Outlaw State of Kind, which is our charity.
The one and only Chris Stapleton.
That's right, Chris Stapleton. Way to go. Thompson Square tickets for you, a 4-pack. Going to see him at the Dallas Bowl on July 16th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it, Olivia. Hang on for me, all right?
All righty.
Yeah, you can get a Cameo from Chris Stapleton, so you can get a little shout out.
That's pretty cool. It's probably your only opportunity because he's not one to get out there and do these kinds of
things.
He's
super shy.
Yes. Yeah, so, keeps to himself a lot.
Yeah, all right. Well, you can do that if you want a Cameo from Chris Stapleton. But coming up next, we have your Family Matters. QYK family, we're going to need your help next.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone.
Time for QYK Family Matters. Right now, we get a letter from somebody, QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. They write us a letter. We read it to you, QYK Family, and you hopefully can help them out. Lana, what do we got today?
This is from Nathan. He says, JR, Lana, and Kevin, love the show. Throw this out to your listeners and let me know if they have any advice. The housing market is hot right now. My wife and I and our 2 kids have lived in our home for 12 years. We've remodeled, worked on the house, and have almost gotten the house the way we always wanted it. My wife wants to sell. She has been doing some research, and we can get almost 3 times the amount we paid for it right now. She's been looking at apartments and wants us to move into an apartment and wait for the market to come down and then buy something bigger. I don't want to move into an apartment. I have my garage, my work truck, all my stuff. What am I going to do with my tools? We are not in agreement on this at all. Question is it a good idea to sell right now and wait? Market's hot right now.
Market definitely is hot.
Paul and I've talked about this back and forth. Like, man, our houses were so much right now, but it's like, right. Where are you going to go?
So are the other houses you're going to look at.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
You sell, but then where are you going to go? You're going to have to pay more for another
house.
That's
right.
So and at what cost? I mean, what's it going to, when you move, what are you losing? You know what I'm saying? So you might be getting a bigger house, but you might be not, you know, maybe losing a lot of things like the garage. And
right, like Nathan says, what am I going to do with my tools? When you move into an apartment, you don't usually have, you know, like a garage sometimes. You know, it can be like a townhouse. But yeah, that's. I think this is a question I think it's going through a lot of people's heads right now is, should you sell and wait for the market to come down? We don't know if it's ever going to come down.
True.
I mean, you just don't know. So what is the what's the answer to that question?
What's the answer? What's the compromise? We want to know right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. That's your QYK Family Matters. New Country First right now on 995 QYK. Dan and Shay, glad you exist. We are doing our QYK Family Matters right now. Actually, kind of a real estate question.
Right. Nathan and his wife have lived in the house for about 12 years. And because the market is so hot right now, his wife is like, we should sell this place. We're going to get so much money, 3 times for it. Let's just go live in an apartment. And then we'll wait for the market to come down and we'll buy something new. And he's like, uh-uh. He's like, I got a work truck. I got tools. I need my garage.
Right.
So that was the question. Is it a good time right now to sell and just sit and wait? I mean, give up your family home that you have your kids in just to make money? That's kind of the question we posed.
All right, we got Bobby in Newport Richie right now. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, JR Alana. I'm doing well.
What are your thoughts on this?
It's not all about money. It's about family.
So you're thinking if you're having to give up a bunch, like, you know, where your family lives and the memories that you have, it may not be worth it, huh?
You got it.
It's a good answer. I like it.
All right, Bobby. I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
No doubt about it.
All right. We got Don and Lutz right now. Don, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'd say a good compromise would be sell your house and then rent a house. Then maybe you're just renting for a year, but you can get out of that, and then you can get the house that you want at the price you want.
Instead of downsizing to a condo or an apartment, just stay with the house and renting something.
Rent another house, you know, but you still be able to save most of your money, that proceeds that you sold at your other house for.
I don't know, man. JR's rent is more than my mortgage payment is.
don't remind me.
For a year, you know, or until the market comes down a year or so, you know,
right.
I'll just still be ahead. That's just, I mean, I didn't say it's the greatest idea, but I mean, it's a compromise.
Right.
Looking for a compromise, for sure. Yeah. All right, Don, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Like I said earlier, what are you giving up? Are you giving up your kids that love playing out in the yard and their jungle gym and all that to go play at an apartment just so you can make, you know, some money on your house?
Well, maybe you get that big, huge house on the water with the pool that you've always dreamed about, too, you know?
Maybe. But the house is going to be expensive, too.
Well, Mom and Dad are going to be retiring soon because the kids are going to go off to college, so they want to get that house now.
Well, we appreciate your calls, and we got a couple texts too, right, Alana?
Yeah, Patty texted in and said, "Don't forget your property taxes are going to double, so you can't forget about that kind of stuff as well."
That's gonna be tough.
Yeah, you got to think about that.
All right, very cool. Thank you for the calls. That's your QYK Family Matters. And coming up 7:05, we got your car line fun fact. Thanks for having us on. We love waking up with you. Here's Kenny Chesney. Save it for a rainy day.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
All right, this is interesting. American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad served in first class.
$40,000?
That's a lot of olives.
One olive?
One olive from each salad served in first class. They saved 40 grand in 87. Now, you got to think about how much that would be today. It'd be a lot. And yeah.
That's pretty good.
Insane.
40 grand in olives. All right, the human heart creates enough pressure when it pumps out to the body to squirt blood 30 feet.
Oh,
ew.
Lana's face is awesome right now.
Gross.
Kind of a gross one, but interesting though.
I guess.
30 feet?
Swallow that right after, you know, a salad. We got olives, we got hearts. The Carline fun fact is very diverse.
Yes, it is.
Maybe a wide range of things. Your face is fantastic right now.
Yeah, you're now I'm thinking talent. About hearts and olives.
That's all we need to say. All right, coming up, your 7:15 second date update. Hearts and olives. It's my new band.
Time now for the 7:15 second date update on 99.5. QYK.
All right, time for a brand new 7:15 second date update. We got Kyle on the phone this morning. Good morning, Kyle. How are you, bud?
Good. How you doing?
We're great, man. We're glad you reached out to us. So we want to see if we can help you out today with this girl, Brianna. Tell us about Brianna. How'd you guys meet? What'd you guys do?
Well, we met on Hinge like a few weeks ago. And we actually, well, we ended up going to the Cheesecake Factory at International.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Love that place.
And, yeah, that was awesome. And we had a really good date. I mean, I thought it was great. And she, like, conversation was really good, and I thought we really clicked. And, I don't know, we had a great time. So I don't understand why she's not getting back to me.
Well, what kind of things did you guys talk about on your date? There's got to be something.
I mean, just, like, regular stuff, like stuff we both like, you know, like going outdoors, like music we like. I don't know, just, like, you know, normal stuff. Like, nothing was weird. That's why I don't, if there was something that was weird, I might be like, you know, maybe that's it, but I don't know. It just seems weird.
Now, how did the date end up? Would you guys talk about, hey, I'll see you again, or was it just kind of left up in the air?
It was, like, a little bit left up in the air, but it was definitely, like, it seemed obvious to me that we were going to see each other again. Yeah, we were like, yeah, we'll do this again kind of thing.
Yeah, you can kind of tell when a girl likes you, she's flirting with you. You get those kind of vibes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, well.
All right, well, let's do this, Kyle. Let's try to call her for you, see if we can get her on the phone, see if we can get some answers for you. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Trying to help out Kyle this morning on the 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin, your first thoughts of Kyle?
I like him, and they went to the Cheesecake Factory, which is just a delicious place anyway.
Avocado egg rolls. Let's go. So good.
So good. Yeah, they said that it wasn't weird conversations. It was kind of straightforward conversations. He thought there was going to be an absolute second date. That's the way he felt. Lana, you questioned him about that. You can, like, hey, you can kind of tell when there's going to be a second date, and he felt that. But there hasn't been a call back from her since the first date.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to call Brianna right now.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Brianna?
Yes.
Hi, Brianna. Sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
I am okay.
Good morning.
Right?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Well, listen, we wanted to see if we can get your permission to talk to you on the air, actually, about a date you recently went on. Would that be okay? Just a couple minutes of your time. We're not trying to embarrass you or anything like that. We just had a couple questions for you about this date you went on.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. We wanted to ask you about Kyle. Kyle told us you guys met on Hinge. You guys went to Cheesecake Factory at International. He had a great time with you. He thought you had a lot of things in common and was really, really into you. And now it's kind of sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out why he hasn't heard from you since the date. Is there a reason for that?
Well, we did. Okay, I'll be completely honest with you and everybody. So we went out. And he took me to Cheesecake Factory, always a favorite. And, you know, he's really a nice guy. He's totally cute and all the boxes checked. And so then he said, you know, he had a couple of roommates. And I was like, okay, great. So tell me about him and whatever. And come to find out, he is living with his parents.
Like, those are his roommates?
Yes!
That's awesome.
I'm like, what? You are 35 years old. Why are you still living with your parents?
And is he like, between jobs? I mean,
yeah, that's true.
No, he's got a really good job. And so I was like, okay, so you're living with your parents at 35. What are you, a child in a man's body? Like, what is happening here? And he was like, well, you know, it's saving me money. And, you know, I like my parents. And, you know, I don't see there's anything wrong with it. And I was like, ew. You know, I wanted to just grow up. You are truly a child. And I was trying to, like, get more information out of him. Like, why are you still living with your parents? And it's just such a turnoff to me to have some guy that literally is 35 years old and can't, like, quite get it together. Because it kind of is like, you know, like when if you get serious with somebody, it's like, what, are you going to come running to them when you need something? It's like, is my mom doing, you know. I was like, no. I can't. Even though how nice he was, I was like, all right, no, this is a deal breaker for me.
Uh-huh. Well, you're wondering why he lives with his parents, and we actually have him on the phone right now. Brianna, we can ask him directly.
Sorry, girl. But let's find out.
Kyle.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. First of all, do you live with your parents?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Is there a reason why, or is you just, that's just kind of what you're doing?
That's just kind of what I'm doing. I, like, honestly didn't think it was that big of a deal. That's why I'm just like, really, it's that big of a deal that that's why you're not calling me back? I don't know. That seems really weird.
Was there something that happened with the pandemic, or is one of your parents, like, medically ill or something? I just want to make sure that those things are ruled out.
No, I mean, well, the pandemic definitely was, like, not a time to, like, change that. So that was, I guess, a little bit. But, I mean, that wasn't, I mean, I was doing that before the pandemic. I figure I'd move out at some point, you know? It's not like
so you have never moved out of your parents?
No.
Oh, no!
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Kyle. And are you 35?
Yes.
Just making sure I got the facts right.
Yep, you do.
I'm like, you're not in college, Kyle. It's like, you know, usually kids graduate from high school, go to college, maybe after they go to college, they come home with their parents, but you're 35 years old. You've had this job for like 10 years. You can afford to go out and like pay rent and be an adult.
Don't you want to be independent?
Yeah, do you pay rent at all? Is that out of curiosity?
I mean, I not maybe in the traditional sense, so I'm like...
No.
Does your mom do your laundry?
Well, yeah, it's my mom, you know, so... Yeah.
Well, Team Brianna.
Now I'm seeing the benefits.
Right? He's like a total man-child.
No, Brianna, I understand that this is kind of taking you back quite a bit here, but would this be a deal-breaker for you?
Totally. Okay. Just grow up and, like, live your life and be independent and, you know, make your money and save it and prepare and all those things that do when you're mature.
Kyle, is there anything you want to say to Brianna?
I just don't see why it's such a big deal. Some people, like, get along with their families, and I don't know. So
I love my parents, too, dearly. I love them, Kyle. I think they're the most wonderful people, but I don't want to live with them at 35. Come on.
I guess.
Great response.
This is the best.
Well, do they live in like one of those huge mansions or something where like it's such a big house, yeah, you have to use intercoms to talk to each other?
Yeah, on the West Wing.
No.
No? Okay.
Well, listen, Brianna, it sounds like you are not interested in going on a date with Kyle. Kyle, you heard what Brianna had to say. It's just not going to be for her. Hey, man, whatever way you want to live your life. But this is just not going to be for Brianna. So I'm sorry we couldn't make a second date happen, but I wish you well, okay?
Kyle? And he gone.
All right.
And Brianna, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brianna not going out on another date. The 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. The reason they're not going out on another date is Brianna thinks Kyle needs to grow up a little bit because he still lives with his folks.
Yeah, and we did ask him, you know, hey, I mean, did you lose your job? Is your parents have health issues? You know, why are you at home? And none of those, he had no answers.
he
was just like, yeah, I live at home. My mom does my laundry. And yeah, it's kind of nice. I don't pay rent. So,
I don't pay rent in the traditional way.
In the traditional way.
All right. Getting your responses right now. Emily in Tampa, what do you think?
Okay, I actually screamed in my car, I'm going to be honest, because it was the laundry thing for me that did it. I mean, he's 35 years old. He lives with his parents, and his mom still does his laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Like, God forbid he does move out, gets married, what does he expect his wife to do his laundry too? I mean,
no, I think his mom will come over and help out.
Well, and that's why I asked that question. I wanted to kind of figure out what kind of guy this is. If he would have replied and said, oh, absolutely not. I take care of the household chores. I'm the one that helping my parents. I was trying to see.
Or even just pay rent or contribute to the groceries or something.
Didn't seem like he was doing much.
No, it didn't.
No, just sitting on his silver spoon with his parents, it sounded like.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Emily, you have a great day.
You too, JR. Have a great one.
See ya. Good morning, Juan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
So tell me what you think on this.
Well, I think Brianna's being too harsh on him. I still live with my parents. I'm 32 years old. I own about 15 houses, but, you know, I still live with my parents. I love them dearly. I do have a next house next to them, like right next to them. It's pretty much together. I still live with them. I guess it saves me a lot of money, and, you know, I think that's the way to do it.
Is mom doing your laundry, though?
Sometimes.
Wow, no, one.
But you help her, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I bought every appliance on the, you know, on the houses.
Okay.
I buy everything, so,
right.
I mean, my parents don't pay for anything.
Are you dating?
Yeah. You know, what was that?
Are you dating anyone?
Yeah, I'm dating somebody.
Oh, all right. Well, there
what's
you
that
go.
Like, Juan, when they come over to your parents' house?
Yeah, they were a little confused on why they were there. But, you know, then later on, they understand that I have other houses that I can stay on. But, you know, I rent them out. That's what my business is. I rent houses.
Gotcha.
So that's the main income. And like I told her, you know, we go to vacations every 3 months. And we can stay in a different country for a month and a half.
Juan's got to figure it out, man. Well, I appreciate you calling, Juan. You have a great day.
Saving money at home and going on vacation every 3 months. I like your style.
Let's take one more. We got Amanda in Spring Hill. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning, John. Lana, I'm good.
All right, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts on this are she has every right to feel the way she does because I have been through that. My ex lived with his parents. I met him when he was 28, living at home with his parents. We were together for 1 year, and now he is 51, and he is still with his parents.
Oh, so stop.
There is no separation there.
Wow.
He gives his parents his paycheck. They give him an allowance at 51. It is incredibly crazy.
Oh, my.
Well, you win for the call of the day.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Amanda, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Oh, his poor parents.
Me too.
Oh, they never got to be alone.
In not-so-empty nesters.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little later. That's our 7:15 second date update. All right, we're playing a game called Whale of a Tale. We need you to play for SeaWorld tickets right now. Caller 9-800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We got Rob from Riverview on the phone right now playing a little game called Whale of a Tale. How are you, Rob?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well, man. Here's how it goes. We're going to read you three statements. One of these statements is false, and you got to read that statement back to us and then say, that is a whale of a tale, and if you do that correctly, you will win SeaWorld tickets. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, the three statements, Lana.
JR used to own a boat called the Texas Hula. Mm-hmm. Lana's favorite actor is Will Ferrell and quotes movies from Elf all the time.
Oh, boy.
Kevin went to college at USF and cheers for the Bulls.
Lana quotes the movie Elf all the time, and it's a whale of a tale.
Yes, it is! We got there!
I'm not sure what he said, but yes, that works.
I heard Elf.
I heard Elf, and I heard whale of a tale. We'll give it to him. Way to go, Rob. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
You got it, man. Hang on for me.
All right.
For the record, Lana hates Will Ferrell.
Yep.
And hates the movie Elf.
Yep, sure
so,
do.
True. Bah humbug to you.
I just, it's not my thing.
All right, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
There was that one with Cameron Diaz where they switch places.
No, don't even.
Holiday?
It's called The Holiday. No! That is, come on!
That's kind of cute.
No!
Moving on. We'll have some more of those SeaWorld tickets for you this afternoon at 4:40. We got your 8:10 Music Minute coming up, and then Gabby Barrett on the show at 8:20. We're commercial free till then.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Dierks Bentley is still celebrating his new number one, Gone. It was written by three of Nashville's best songwriters, Nicole Galen, Ben Johnson, and Nico Moon.
Really?
Yep, and Dierks just loved working with them.
Love the title. I love a good classic country wordplay of, you know, ever since you left, I've been gone, but he actually hasn't gone anywhere. I love the groove. I love the way it feels. You know, one of the good things about not writing the song is I can brag on it.
Was it like 20 number ones for him?
I know. Dierks is working on his first album in more than 3 years. No word on exactly when that is going to be out. Well, Chris Stapleton is raising money for his charity, Outlaw State of Kind, by offering fans personalized greetings. It's off the Cameo deal where you can pay amount of money, and Chris will pretty much say anything you want.
Hi there, Chris Stapleton. I'm going to be on Cameo for a limited time, and I'll say whatever you need me to say. I'll wish people well. I'll give you a happy birthday. I'll tell somebody to get their shit together. Any of those things. It's all for charity. My net proceeds will go to the Outlaw State of Kind, which is our charity.
Now, you might be thinking Chris Stapleton's playing it real cool right there as he talks. No, that's really Chris Stapleton. He's just a very shy guy. Yes. And so to see him on Cameo is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, if you've got a Stapleton fan in your life, I mean, this would be a great time to jump on and do this because he does not do these kinds of things at all. So jump on it while you can. All right, so Riley Green is releasing a new album this Friday. It's a 7-song EP, and it's titled Behind the Bar, and it'll feature unreleased fan favorites like I Let a Woodman... Oh, never mind. That's what I've been told, and that's my Dixie. That's got a swear word in there. I didn't
read it. Right. It's always good to read these things ahead of time.
Always good to read stuff ahead of time when you're live on the radio.
Rip and read!
And finally... Brad Paisley's going to be on Shark Week.
Really?
Check this out.
Unbelievable.
They put Brad Paisley in a shark tank and with his guitar, and he went underwater in the Bahamas and started playing his guitar to see if the sharks were attracted to the country music or not. So Shark Week kicks off July 11th, so we'll find out on July 13th if the sharks like Brad Paisley's country music.
Guitar underwater. He's playing his guitar underwater.
Look, I've got photos. It's on the website, 995QIK.com.
Is he submerged?
Yes, he's in a...
He's all the way underneath.
But, is he getting wet or is he like...
You can see the bubbles from his...
Yeah, and there's sharks
all around.
Are going to
sing a song, Water? He has a song called Water.
Yeah. So anyway, July 13th, you want to mark your calendar on that. Brad Paisley's Shark Country.
What was the date on that?
Tuesday, July 13th, 9 p.m. You can find out, do sharks like country music or not?
I'm going to say yes.
Tell me a bit more about that Riley Green song you were talking about earlier.
Well, it's all the fan favorites. That's your Music Minute.
All right, thank you a lot. Appreciate it. Gabby Barrett's going to be on the show in 6 minutes. Get ready for that. Right now, it is Mr. Toby Keith on 99.5 QIK. And don't forget, the QIK Cash Vault is opening up at 8:20. All right, here we go. All right, we got her on the phone. You first met her on American Idol. Now she is a 5-time platinum artist with her song, I Hope, Insane. Gabby Barrett on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Congratulations on those numbers.
Thank you very much.
We are excited to have you on the show today. And we got this new song out, Footprints on the Moon. Now, you have a pretty balanced life because you went from I Hope, which was very, very intense song, to The Good Ones, which is actually a cool love song. Now, where are we at with Footprints on the Moon?
Yeah, so this is kind of completing the trilogy, of me and within my first 3 songs. You're kind of just getting to know me exactly. What you said, I Hope, was, heartbreak and loss, and Good Ones was, finding love and being married and having a baby and, finding my good one. And then with the third song, I'm somebody who very much pushes for encouragement, especially in the dream aspect, because I got pushed down a lot coming up. And so, to be able to encourage other people through a song of believing in big, big dreams, kind of like doing exactly what I did, and starting from nothing and being blessed enough to be here now, and saying that, if there is footprints on the moon, then you are very able to do something great while you are here on this earth. So it's just kind of an encouraging and positive song.
Wow, what a great idea for a song. I love the concept.
Talking to Gabby Barrett right now. Gabby, let's go back to your American Idol audition. I know you've come so far since then, but what would you tell that girl in front of those judges as she walks into an audition? What would you tell her now, looking back?
I'd probably say put your seatbelt on. Buckle up, because it's going to be a crazy ride the next 3 years, but in a great way.
And you've had some, you know, big, you know, your first two singles are just huge, and you've already won a ton of awards. What has been the best thing for you, excluding your husband and baby? Like, what has been the best thing musically?
I mean, probably, oh, God, that's hard. I don't know. I really enjoy performing. Entertaining is, like, my favorite thing to do out of everything. It's something that I knew at a very young age that is what I wanted to always continue to practice and work on and do. And so creating a really fun show and being very intricate and specific about that and getting to perform it in front of people, and that's something that I really enjoy. So getting to go on the stage and just entertain people for, you know, the night or however long they'll be there. And then being able to have, you know, number one singles on the radio is something that I always dreamt of too when I was younger. I always, you know, would listen to other amazing people on the radio and love their songs and be like, man, I hope it would be so cool one day to have, you know, one of my own songs on there and have people listen to it, jam out to it like I was jamming out to other people's songs. And to be there is pretty cool. It's a really cool feeling.
Well, you're definitely making footprints in this business. The new song is called Footprints on the Moon. Gabby Barrett on the phone right now. All right, Gabby, dream collaboration. Who are we trying to team up with?
Dream collab, Steven Tyler or Chris Stapleton would be two people that I would really like to collab with, yeah.
Very nice. And what is something that Luke Bryan told you when you were on the show that you took with you?
He actually, during the finale, when we were supposed to sing a song together, one of his songs, he came backstage and was just so nice to talk to me for like an hour, to where his people were literally like, Luke, we have to go. And he's like, no, just hold on a minute. And, like, he was just, like, standing there talking to me and just asking me, you know, after the show, like, do you have a band? Do you have this? You know, you need to get to Nashville. Just a bunch of, like, really nice, small advice, but really, really helped in a lot of different ways. So he's super awesome.
Hey, well, listen, if you're going to get a mentor, might as well be Luke Bryan for crying out loud. Well, Gabby, we appreciate your time this morning. Right. Thanks so much for coming on with us. I hope you have a great day, and say hi to the family for us.
Thank you guys so much. Very nice to talk to you. I hope I can see you at a show sometime soon.
All right. Sounds good to me. See you, Gabby. I feel good. And I feel good story out of Winter Park, Florida. It's 99.5 QIK. Lana, what you got?
Well, beating out more than 90,000 entries. 90,000. Little four-month-old Zane Kane from Winter Park, Florida, is the 2021 Gerber spokesbaby.
Oh, wow. The Gerber baby.
That's right. His parents, Aaron and Mike, put his picture in, and he got chose because he's giggly, he's fun, and he's just a super cute little boy. He also serves as the honorary role of chief growing officer and chief taste tester for the year.
Wow.
So little four-month-old Zane, he gets to taste all the Gerber food, and he gets to talk about, you know, how much he likes it, and, you know, show
He's going to talk about it in 4 months?
Talk, but maybe, like, show, you know, like, yay, smiles and frowns and cries and stuff like that. So he's going to be the official taste tester. So what do you get if you are the Gerber baby? Well, you get $25,000 cash prize, free Gerber products for 1 year, and a wardrobe valued at $1,000 provided by Gerber Children's Wear. Do you remember the first time they looked for a Gerber baby?
Do I remember, like, the year?
Well, or do you remember anything about, like...
No, I don't.
Well, the iconic, the Gerber baby that's on the logo, was her name is Ann Turner Cook. She is now 94 years old.
Wow.
94. She became the face of Gerber after a family friend submitted her photo on a charcoal portrait of her back in 1928.
Oh, my goodness.
Charcoal portrait.
Well, that was the way it was.
1928. But today, it is Zane of Winter Park, Florida. 90,000 babies. They chose little Zane from Winter Park, Florida. So I love it.
There you go. That's your I Feel Good story right there at 99.5 QIK. We got Brad Paisley tickets coming up for you in the 910 trending in Tampa Bay. Get ready for that. Here's Chris Young hanging on QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has What's Trending in Tampa Bay and Brad Paisley tickets, yes. So pay attention.
Yeah, we got some Brad Paisley tickets at the very end of Trending in Tampa Bay, but last night, game one, it got off to a good start for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Andre Palat down the left wing.
I love they, that.
They scored four more after that and won 5-1 in game one. Nikita Kucherov had two goals and an assist. Braden Point had three assists. Big game for the big boys last night. So game two is tomorrow night, Amalie Arena. It's at 8 p.m. if you are not going, but it looked like a good time down there on Thunder Alley, didn't it?
Yes. Oh
boy, it was packed down there. I loved it. You can watch it on NBCSN. So Lightning up one game to nothing in the Stanley Cup final. Woo-hoo. More Lightning news. This came down before game one yesterday. The NHL Stadium Series, this is where they play games in football stadiums. Sometimes it's in cold weather. Sometimes it's in, like, Los Angeles. Well, they're going to have one in Nashville this year. It's going to be the Nashville Predators versus your Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, what?
It's awesome. The first time the Lightning have played an outdoor NHL Stadium Series game. So this will be very cool. So it's the home of the Tennessee Titans, and the game is set for February 26th of 2022, and plans will be announced about tickets and the special uniforms that the Lightning will be wearing during the game at a later date. But that's very cool. So going to Nashville and playing in the outdoor NHL Stadium Series. So that should be fun. In February of next year, yes.
It's going to be cold in Nashville.
I'll be watching it on TV.
Yes. And finally, Florida's Freedom Week kicks off this coming Thursday, July the 1st. It runs through July the 7th. So here's what it does. It's actually a tax-free holiday. It gives residents and visitors a chance at tax-free purchases on concert tickets, sporting events, museums, movies, and that is happening July 1st. Through the 7th. So any tickets you buy for a 2021 event, so it has to happen before December 31st, where the event is happening before the end of the year, you'll be eligible for tax-free purchase from Thursday through July the 7th. Huh. So that's very cool. So if you want to go see any of our country concerts this fall, now is the time to do it, starting Thursday through July 7th, tax-free. Also, boating and camping supplies, fishing supplies, and outdoor items, also tax-free. Obviously, there's a whole list.
Right.
They only can be capped at a certain amount, but I mean, a lot of stuff. So get your concert tickets for these concerts
up.
And sporting events. You know, you got Rays games, all tax-free starting July the 1st through the 7th.
It's a good deal.
Yep. All right. So Brad Paisley tickets. You call now, 1-800-992-1099. You will win a pair of tickets to the show, which is next Friday, July 9th at the Amphitheater. If you can answer one simple question, and the question is where will the Tampa Bay Lightning be playing the NHL Stadium Series? In what city?
Ooh, we just talked about this.
In what city will the Tampa Bay Lightning playing the NHL Outdoor Stadium Series game? And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
All right, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Answer that question. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Lana, your highlight of the show today.
Well, I got to be honest with you. The highlight of the show did not even have an on the air. It actually happened something that in the studio off the air. JR took it upon himself to clean a vent that has been kind of grossing Kevin and I out for a while now because it's just dirty.
It's nasty.
It's nasty. And Kevin and I talk about it a lot. And JR, you're the kind of guy that you're like, give me, what do you always say? Don't give me a problem, give me a solution.
That's correct.
And,
ooh, yeah,
and,
I like
and
that.
So he just did the solution and he just took care of it. He literally wiped dust and stuff off this vent. And then I went and got the vacuum cleaner and we had a cleaning party
you
in here.
You guys are both like, I'm going to get sick. And I'm like, well, okay, well, I'll get up there and get sick so we can stop talking about it. And then, there we are.
So, yeah. Thank you for there taking you charge well and done. Just getting things done.
Janitorial services by JR. Anything you need. All right, Kev, what do you got, bud?
Other than the Lightning taking a 1-0 lead, there was a couple things in the Music Minute this morning. Brad Paisley's going to be underwater playing guitar for Sharks for Shark Week on July 13th.
Sold out, I heard.
And Lana almost said a curse that was on Riley Green's new album. It has a curse in one of the song titles, and she almost said it on the air.
I just bailed
but
on
she
it.
Bailed on the bit, as we like to call it.
So that was a great Music Minute. Yeah. I can't wait to see Brad underwater.
Yeah.
By July 13th.
We'll have tickets tomorrow, 9:10, for his show, which is next Friday the 9th.
Woo!
It's going to be at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. So looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be good. Also, tomorrow, we're going to have Lightning tickets for you at 8:10.
Yes, we are.
So be ready. Lightning tickets, 8:10 tomorrow. We'll have those for you. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.